flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
This is going to be one of the best reality TV shows probably in the history of sports. You know, Greener, this trade was a shocker for a couple reasons. Number one, it came out of nowhere, first and foremost. But secondly, what's really intriguing, not normally when you trade a great player, you get a bunch of junk in return. The Mavs got a great Anthony Davis. So Luka's great. Anthony Davis is great. This is going to be one of the most fascinating things. And the thing is, it's going to be fascinating probably for the next 10 years. The Mavs won the trade for the immediate next three or four years. But the Lakers got a bright future if they put the right pieces around Luka.
Charles Barkley yesterday on ESPN. I know you don't agree with that, Keith. The Mavs won the deal for the next 3 or 4 years.
I disagree. Wildly disagree with that.
I'm probably more on board with the Mavs trade than most people.
Yeah.
And even I'm like, it's the rest of this year and maybe next year. And then after that, the trade swings wildly to the Lakers. Like, they better win and win quickly.
But this is also when we talk about...
But I think
about
the Mavs are better this year. And I think they might be better next year. I wouldn't go beyond
but
that.
But all these trades, it's not just about winning, like, this weekend's game or, like, the rest of this season. Like, when you have a guy who is as good as Doncic is at 25, his value is significantly better than, say, like, LeBron's. As good as LeBron is right now, his trade value... Now, a little different territory just because of, like, the star power and all that stuff. But just, like, the player, knowing how many years you might have him and, like, what the return could be is so different that Luka, to me, was on all of these, like, untradeable lists. I would have been like, hey, you're not trading Luka Doncic. I remember jokingly, like, 3 years ago, maybe. It was definitely before the Celtics won a title. And it was a half joke. I could probably look it up on Twitter what year it was. Doncic hit, like, a game winner against the Celtics. And this is when everybody was trying to come up with fake trades for the Celtics, right? Like, why would you trade Jaylen Brown for this guy? And at that moment, I was like, I would trade Tatum and Brown for Doncic.
Yeah.
Now, that has obviously changed, and Tatum's gotten better, and he's won a title. But there was a time not that long ago where you're like, I think he's more valuable than both of these guys. And he makes it to the finals with Kyrie Irving as his teammate and a bunch of scrubs. And then a few months later, the team's like, no, we're going to deal him. And we're not going to get really anything back. Now, Anthony Davis is not nothing, but just because he's 31, he deals with injuries. Like, his individual trade value shouldn't net Luka Doncic.
No, and I would say Nico Harris, like, the more we talk through it, I think that you're getting a much better return than the Red Sox got from Mookie Betts. But the more we talk through it, there are a lot of parallels to the Mookie Betts trade.
Yeah.
Like, Chaim Bloom did not get enough in return for Mookie Betts. Duh. And Nico Harrison didn't get enough in return. He could have got more draft picks. He could have got Dalton Connect. He could have got all these other things. But the real person to blame for the trades is not the GM. I don't blame Chaim Bloom for the Mookie Betts trade. I blame John Henry. And I don't think Mark Cuban ever would have made this deal.
Mark Cuban would not have.
Okay, so then
I blame Nico Harrison.
But then we should blame ownership. If Mark Cuban wouldn't have made the trade, do you think Nico Harrison just came up with this out of the ether? Or do
kind
you think
of.
I don't.
So you think it's a max deal thing? They didn't want to pay him the max deal?
I think there were concerns about probably the whole operating cost of the Dallas Mavericks.
But there was an article written by Tim McMahon, who covers the Mavericks, and it was pretty in-depth, and it was talking about how he was kind of doing this on his own, and
he was
talking to only the Lakers.
But I think that makes sense with it's still a mandate from ownership.
Well, they had to sign off on it, obviously.
And ownership goes, figure out a spot for him, and he goes, all right, I'm going to trade him to my buddy. Like, something like that. Like, I'm not saying Nico Harrison made a great deal. He didn't. I think Anthony Davis is a way better return than Verdugo and guys like that. Davis is a top 10 player in the league-ish. But I still think it was ownership going, get rid of this guy. We're not going to pay him, so get rid of him now. And he hastily went to his buddy and made a trade. I think that's what happened.
But if the owner tells you to trade the guy, it still should be your responsibility, assuming you like the job and you think you're good at the job, to get the best return.
I agree with that.
So I would have been like, really? We're trading this guy? And then they're like, yeah, if your boss tells you to do that and you want to keep your job, I guess you have to do
but
that.
But do you think Nico Harrison woke up one day and was like, I'm going to trade Luka Doncic? Or do you think ownership came to him and said, trade Luka Doncic?
I think he's a moron. I think he did it on his own. I think he saw the finals. I think he was the source for Brian Windhorst.
Chaim Bloom's a moron. But did Chaim Bloom wake up and say, I want to trade Mookie Betts? No.
No, because there was doubts that Mookie Betts would even sign the long-term deal. There were not doubts about Luka signing a long-term deal in Dallas.
This is true.
He said he would do it. Obviously, he'd sign it.
I don't think ownership wanted to pay it.
No, I know, which is crazy. It's the NBA. You have one of the four or five guys that actually is deserving of the Supermax. It's not one of those like, well, I guess we kind of have to in order to keep him. No, I think it's a Nico Harrison thing, and the more I think about it, I bet he was the one feeding Brian Windhorst last year all that stuff about nobody can break through to him, you know, somebody's got to get to him, he's not in shape. I bet that was Harrison setting that stuff up last year.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I wouldn't rule any of that out.
Yeah.
The return, if you don't like it, that's on Harrison. The reason to trade Doncic, I don't think he just woke up with that idea one day and was like, hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to trade Luka. I think way too many people in the organization have to be involved. They had an ownership change. None of us believe Mark Cuban would have allowed it to happen or would have wanted it to happen. So I do look at ownership for that. And I think on that level, there's some parallels to the Mookie Betts trade. You would have had Luka on your untradeable player list?
I still do. Obviously, he is tradable. I guess everybody technically is if you have a GM or owner who says, for whatever their reason is, we don't want him. So I guess technically everybody is tradable. In the NBA, I guess there's plenty of examples of that. Now, usually these guys are a little bit older, and that's another reason why it was such a surprise. Or if the player isn't that old, it's a player that has demanded a trade. I mean, how many times have we seen that? Players just pouting, whether it's Anthony Davis himself in a previous stop, or Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, blah, 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 blah. So I guess everybody's technically tradable, but I still have Luka on my list.
Okay, so give me your NBA players first. We'll get into other sports. Who are the untradeable players in sports? You guys can jump in on this. 617-779-7937. Should Luka be on that list? Is anyone in Boston sports on that list? Again, the untradeable players in sports. Let's start just with the NBA for a moment.
I only have four players on my list.
Okay.
And Luka Doncic is one of them. So he just got traded, but if I'm the Lakers, I'm never trading him. And the other three guys on the list would be Victor Wembanyama,
okay,
Nikola Jokic,
yep,
and Jason Tatum. Those are my four guys. And again, Wembanyama, it doesn't mean Wembanyama is currently a top four player. Now, he's flying up the board. I don't know where I'd have him ranked. It's not top four, but he's flying up the board based on his age and everything else. Like, he, to me, is untradeable. Like, if anybody called the Spurs, that'd be dumb. Oh, however, the Mavericks should have called the Spurs and just seen how that conversation played out. But Wembanyama, to me, is a no-brainer. Jokic is the oldest of this group, but he is the best player right now. He was last year, the year before. He probably will be next year. So Jokic, because Tatum won a title, I'm going with Tatum on my list for sure. Maybe the best all-around player on this list. And then I'm still going with Luka, whether they think he's a drunk or whatever their criticism is of him, I'm taking him.
So I have two on my list, and they're both on yours, Wemby and Jokic. That's it.
Not Tatum.
No. Wiggy was floored, by the way, when we were both like, Wembanyama is probably the most untradeable player in sports.
Oh, Wiggy.
Not just in the NBA. He's like, Wemby?
We had a full conversation with Wiggy. Wiggy was like, he's like, I only think Mahomes and nobody else. In all of sports,
yeah,
was his list.
That's honestly, if you really want to get into it, not the worst way to approach it.
No,
but
it's not.
Wembanyama, to me,
he was blown away by the Wembanyama stuff.
Is absolutely on the list. He's young. He's already a stud. They're already adding pieces like De'Aaron Fox around him.
I'm excited for the Western Conference playoffs.
Let me ask you this. Aside. Would you trade Tatum for Jokic?
Would I trade Tatum for Jokic?
Celtics get Jokic.
No. They're both untradeable, so I wouldn't trade them.
But I'm saying, the Nuggets say, hey, you can have Jokic. You really wouldn't trade Tatum?
So Jokic is better. I know that this group fits. How old is Jokic?
20. He is 7.
29. He's going to be 30 in February. So no,
okay.
I wouldn't.
I would.
Okay.
Would you trade Tatum for Wembanyama?
Yeah.
Okay, me too.
Yeah.
I don't think if I'm Denver, I trade Jokic for Wemby and vice versa. That's why ultimately I settled on just those two on the list.
I gotcha.
I thought of Tatum. The only other name that crossed my mind that you didn't bring up. Are the Warriors really going to trade Steph Curry? And would you really trade Steph Curry if you're the Golden State at this point in time?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you trade Curry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would.
I don't think I would, but I ultimately didn't put him on the list. I thought about Curry.
At this point, like all old dudes, I think, can be dealt, right? Like if... Dwayne Wade didn't finish with the Heat, right? Like Paul Pierce obviously
eventually,
didn't finish
but is Curry at that point in his career? He's not.
He's not.
Like in 2 years, maybe Curry is at the Paul Pierce phase of his career, but he's not there yet.
But he's closer to that, right? Like when Pierce and Garnett got traded from the Celtics, the Nets were like the favorite to win the title. Nobody knew they were going to break down that fast. So like their last year with Boston, they were still pretty good. So if it was one of those ones where like you're not going to blindside him with the trade, like he's meant too much to the franchise. But if you're like, listen, we're not going anywhere.
Would they
like,
do Curry for Tatum?
They should.
I don't know. I don't know if they would.
Well, no, I guess that's, I don't know. But what if Curry's like, hey, I really want to end my career here. Then they might say, like, you've meant so much to us, and like, we'll just ride this out. But if he's like, hey, guys, like, I do want to win another title. I can help you out. I can get a haul of picks. Like, maybe they, like, agree to a deal.
Couple of names being brought up. Neither of us had SGA on the list.
So probably the closest one that just missed, but like the four guys that I named, if I was Oklahoma City and I got offered SGA for any of those guys, I would do it in a second.
He's already been traded. Nick brought this up yesterday. Well, we're kind of kicking this around.
But
he's already been dealt. He's a different caliber player.
But now he's a stud.
I didn't have SGA. I almost put this guy on my list. Dice texts in Anthony Edwards.
Good one. Another good one. But same thing. Like,
well, you double team him. He's not that good.
No, I mean, he's double team.
I would have Tatum on my list before Edwards, but I thought about Edwards. I didn't have him on there. So I have two. We agree on Wembanyama and Jokic. Keith, you also have Luka, who just got dealt.
Who got dealt.
And Jason Tatum.
I also think with Jokic, Wemby, and Tatum, it's one of those things where you do have to rank them at some point, like 1, 2, 3, right? Mm-hmm. So technically, you should trade the two for the one and whatever. But because of the fits on their respective teams, I think it would be tough. Like, if, for hypothetical, Boston and Denver had a conversation about their two guys, it'd be like, I don't know. Like,
so I don't think that, though. I think...
You think the Celtics or like Brad Stevens would do that?
For me, Wembanyama for Jokic, I think both teams would say no to each other.
Yeah.
Tatum for Jokic, I think the Celtics would say yes.
Yeah.
And so that doesn't make Tatum untradeable in my mind. Okay. That's kind of how I defined it.
I guess I would say both would say no. But.
So those are our lists. Which sport do you want to go to next? Let's go to the NFL. Who is untradeable in the NFL, if anyone?
Mahomes. So this is a tricky one because I would also put Josh Allen on the list. But then it's like if Buffalo or Kansas City called Buffalo and they're like, hey, we're sick of Mahomes. We want to trade him. Like maybe they would do that. Although Allen is such a good fit for Buffalo. He seems to be – he loves the area. Not every quarterback. Look at Rob Johnson and others loved the area and was embraced by Buffalo fans. So I would say Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. And the other one you might laugh at, but I just don't think you can do better than him. So you'd have to be like blown away in a deal or you'd have to be like, we're giving up. Is Justin Jefferson. In a league where there are so many good receivers, I think he is...
So not Lamar. I assume you would have Lamar on there.
No, only because I think Allen... Well, I think Mahomes they would make that deal for. And they were so weird about him last year, right? Like, I know he came back and had a great year and all that other stuff, but it looked like he might even get out of there.
Yeah,
like,
I think that was more like a league collusion sort of
something
thing.
Something was
where
up
it was
with
like,
that.
Hey, hey... We're not going to sign him right away. We're going to force him to come back. He ended up getting a good deal.
Yeah.
I think that was more of a league collusion thing than anything, to
be
honest.
No, it's true. And I go back and forth on who's better between Lamar and Allen. I think Lamar had the better individual year. I think Josh Allen is more likely to be good for the next, call it, 5 or 7 years than Lamar, just based on his size and things like that. So I would probably just have Mahomes Allen, and Justin Jefferson.
I had Mahomes, Allen, Jackson. Not
just the big three.
Not the lawyer representing
no,
you.
No.
Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
So the big three quarterbacks. What about Burrow?
So Burrow to me is a step down from those two. And I feel like you have to group Allen and Lamar together. And I thought about just having Mahomes, which is Wiggy's point.
Yeah.
I ultimately said, I just don't see Baltimore, even for Josh Allen. Even for Mahomes, I'm not sure I see Baltimore making that trade. Same thing with Buffalo. The other name I considered, and I ultimately left him off the list, you had Jefferson on yours, was Jaden Daniels.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, he's...
Yeah. No, that's a good one.
Brand new.
Yeah.
He got him to the NFC title game. He's on his rookie deal. Like, that's the other one that occurred to me. Kind of Wemby-ish.
Yeah.
But there's not enough track record there, personally, for me to put him on the list.
Yeah, no, that's a good one.
So I thought about him. But I have trouble saying anybody at another position than quarterback is really, truly untradeable in the NFL.
No, I agree. And the only reason I had Jefferson on there is, and you see great wideouts get traded all the time. And so if things go south in Minnesota and they say, like, hey, we got to compete, I guess then you would trade him. But you know, like, you're doing like a rebuild. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not trading him to get anybody better because there is nobody better at that position.
Neither of us mentioned Giannis. That's a name we're getting on the text line. I don't think he's untradeable
at
this point.
I know Giannis is still great, but...
Untradeable? No.
No, not only that, I think if he was offered for any of the other four guys on my list or the two guys on your list, like, I think those teams, I think Milwaukee would do it.
Agreed. Burrow and Barkley are also texts we're getting. Saquon Barkley, the whole league could have just had him this past offseason. He's very tradable.
Yeah, he was available.
MLB, anybody on your list?
Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge. That's probably the list, although, believe it or not, the next guy I was thinking about was Bobby Witt Jr.
We have the exact – so you have two on your list, and you thought about Witt. That's the exact same thing
really?
I had.
Okay.
I had Ohtani.
Yep.
I had Judge. And baseball's weird.
Yeah.
Because those are massive contracts. I guess if the Yankees or Dodgers were ever looking to shed payroll, you'd start with a contract like that. Mm-hmm. But I had those two on my list, and then I had, similar to Jaden Daniels and Curry, I didn't put them on my list, but I considered Bobby Witt.
Yeah, Witt's nasty. That's probably it.
You wouldn't.
I mean, Juan Soto got traded, right?
Yep.
And then I know he just signed a new deal this year,
like five times already.
Yeah, Juan Soto's been dealt a few times. Gunnar Henderson's nasty.
So I didn't. Bobby Witt to me is a cut above these guys. Oh. I kind of thought about Gunnar, and I thought about Ellie De La Cruz,
Paul Skeens.
Oh, that, you know,
I put Skeens on there.
I just can't put a pitcher
pitchers
on
are
it.
Tough. No, that's fair. Pitchers are tough.
I can't put a pitcher on an untradeable list.
They're not going to pay him.
Yeah. So
that's a good point. They probably will trade him, but he should be like untradeable.
The closest pitcher to being untradeable, I would not personally put a pitcher on untradeable is Paul Skeens. Yes,
Brian Baio, untradeable. Tristan Cassis,
Cassis, I would say is an unmovable player. So MLB, we were right on.
Okay, those are those guys.
I have a feeling we're going to be right on in the NHL too.
I think so. Connor McDavid,
Jeremy Swayman. No, I'm
just, Connor McDavid, Brad Marchand. Ask our former insider,
if you ask
Andrew
Razor,
Raycroft.
There's one player on the list that's true.
Brad Marchand, obviously untradeable. Morgan Geeky.
It's McDavid, although, again, we were arguing with Wiggy a little bit off the air. Wiggy did say, well, Gretzky was traded, and could the NHL want to get Connor McDavid to a real market? Maybe. Maybe we shouldn't even have McDavid on the list.
No, but as far as like any kind of real fair value in return, I guess... It makes no sense to trade McDavid unless it is that. Unless the league is pushing for it or Edmonton can't pay him.
The Oilers are known to trade the greatest player of all time.
Oh, right.
So.
That's true.
No, so, I mean, they did a whole 30 for 30 on it. And, you know, the NHL is like, hey, we have a team in LA. Like, let's really push this thing through. And I think, so if you took McDavid and said, like, all right, he's head and shoulders above everybody else, and then you had the next group down, it'd be probably guys like, what, McKinnon, Draisaitl,
Matthews,
maybe. But no, it's pretty clearly just McDavid.
Okay. We have seven players unanimously on our list, the untradeable players in sports that we agree on.
Mm-hmm.
Wemby, Jokic, Mahomes, Allen, Ohtani, Judge, McDavid. You can jump in on this on the phones and on the text line.
And Messi for the MLS.
That's true. You can't trade Diego for goodness. All right, let's go to Eddie in New Hampshire waiting patiently on the Patriots. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, my question is, so... If we had a really good football team, okay?
Right.
Wouldn't we have, like, Ben Coates?
Oh, yeah.
Kerry Glenn?
Uh-huh.
Right?
It was a Super Bowl team in 90s.
Sean Jefferson.
96. I like Sean Jefferson. I liked, I liked Timpson.
Vincent Brisby.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of.
You were a Timpson or a Brisby guy?
Brisby.
You're Brisby over Timpson.
Yeah.
Brisby.
Yeah, my question is, so...
Terry Glenn, that you're a monster.
Glenn was great.
Unstoppable.
Curtis, I know Parcells didn't want
Curtis,
him.
I noticed he left out Curtis Martin on that list.
My favorite Martin.
Curtis Martin, real nice player.
He was. Hall of Famer.
Keith Byers? Is that who it was?
Yeah.
Who was out of the backfield? Keith Byers.
Keith Byers.
Making plays.
Sam Gash.
Happy feet. Yeah. Sam Gash opening up holes.
Speaking of, Adam Vinatieri is going to be on the afternoon program today at 4:30.
You can check him out at 4:30 today on WEEI Afternoons. I do think loading up on receiver, if you want to play out his call for a moment, double dipping there, Cup and somebody else, to me would be an ideal way to approach the offseason. I don't think there's a good receiver at four unless you count Travis Hunter as purely a receiver, which I don't. I think he's a corner first.
He's both.
Who hopefully you get something on offense out of him. I know their track record's terrible. Drafting a receiver at 38, I'd still be open to that. But the idea of double-dipping trade and free agency, a couple of trades would be ideal.
Text line believes that that guy may have been at the American Legion drinking 25-cent beers. I am jealous.
I mean, that's
sounds like a nice time.
That's a nice nice way to go about things.
Yeah.
So who are your untradeable players in sports? What should the Patriots do? What lessons do they get from these teams in the Super Bowl? We'll circle back to it. We'll ask questions to Tom E. Curran on a Tom E. Tuesday at high noon. Plus, it's Tier Tuesday, which means it's time to tear off some Super Bowl snacks. We'll do that right after Trending with Billy Laney.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Bruins and Celtics return to action tonight. The Bees wrap up a three-game homestand against the Wild. Head coach Joe Sacco said that Jeremy Swayman will get the start in net. Mike Kastelic is in. Cole Koepke is out. Puck drop the TD Garden is at 7 o'clock. The Seas close out their three-game road trip against the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Celtics are on a three-game winning streak, while the Cavs have won their last four. Tip-off at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse is at 7:30. In men's beanpot action last night, Boston University beat Harvard 7-1, and Boston College defeated Northeastern 8-2. Number one-ranked BC will face number eight-ranked BU in the beanpot final next Monday at the TD Garden. Major League Baseball has fired umpire Pat Holberg for sharing legal sports betting accounts with someone that bet on baseball. Holberg is also accused of intentionally deleting messages that were key to the investigation. Rams wide receiver Cooper Kupp has announced that he has requested a trade. In 12 games last season, Kupp had 67 catches for 710 yards and 6 touchdowns. And this Sunday, the Chiefs will face the Eagles in Super Bowl 59. Kickoff is at 6:30, and Westwood One's pregame coverage will begin at 2 o'clock right here on 93.7 WEEI FM. Enjoy this Sunday's game while dropping with Awaken 180. Wings, meatballs, drinks, all on the menu. Results for life. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Billy Laney. That's what's trending now on WEEI. WEEI.com.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI. It's Tier Tuesday with Jones and Keefe.
Let's go!
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's Tier Tuesday. I do want to get into something that Billy Laney mentioned in Trending coming up. This MLB ump, Pat Holberg, who just happened to share a betting account with his buddy.
Oh, boy.
And he has been fired from Major League Baseball. We can do that coming up, but it's Tier Tuesday. Keith, looking ahead to Super Bowl 59. What are we tearing off today?
Well, I'm very excited about the Super Bowl, as I am every year, Jones. I think a lot of people are going to watch this game coming up on Sunday. And a lot of people,
a bold thing to assume, but I think it's going to do okay. Yeah.
Whilst watching it, I feel like people are also going to be enjoying a lot of snacks. What are the Super Bowl snacks? So let's tier the Super Bowl snacks. It's very polarizing when we've done food in the past. We did Thanksgiving foods, we've done Halloween candy, and now here we are for Super Bowl snacks.
Well, and you ask all the Patriots players about all their favorite foods.
They didn't
That's
like
the whole thing.
Got Vinny from The Challenge upset at me, talking about food poisoning in London.
It's true.
I like to talk about food very clearly. So Billy's going to throw some food at us, and then we are going to, as a group, determine whether it belongs in the GOAT tier.
The GOAT!
Okay.
The Gimme That tier.
Gimme That.
Good.
Give me that.
It's good, you're trading it for a GOAT.
It's not the GOAT.
Yeah, it's good.
It's not. Yeah, the untradeable tier would be the GOAT tier. Frisky. There's always Frisky foods.
Yeah, don't sleep on them.
Right.
You might not grab it first, but you're going to eat it.
And then as of right now, we just have four tiers, and the bottom would be the Sacco side. That's like, why is this even out here?
Honey, no one's going to eat that.
What a waste. It's taking up spot on the table. Although we can't even leave stuff on the table. My dog's gone like crazy with it.
Yeah, the
So he never was like that bad at like taking food. Like he'd wait till it fell on the ground or whatever. And he'd leave you alone.
No, the older
now
they
he
get,
does not leave you alone.
Their given F factor is so low. The beautiful thing with Charles, well, one, the no teeth.
No teeth. Yeah.
Two, he's also
limited in what he can have.
He's a tiny guy. He's not getting up on it. He's not getting up to a table.
He's not stealing your candy apple.
He can't.
That'd be a mess for him.
He's not doing any of that.
Yeah. He needs like a hammer and a chisel to get through that. All right, Billy, why don't you throw some snacks at us and we'll tear them.
All right, what about buffalo wings?
Goat! The goat, right off the rip.
So
buffalo anything.
They are the goat, but you like a wing or you like a tendy?
Both.
Okay, but now you got
to
pick.
I'm being forced to pick?
Yeah.
All right, well, obviously one's a lot cleaner than the other, but
Bone out.
Oh, bone in. I don't need to be clean on Super Bowl Sunday. It's my day to be a mess.
If I'm allowed to break these down, tendy, goat, and I'm knocking wing down to gimme that. If I'm allowed to break them out.
They both be goat?
I wanted to announce it, but I saw like the list, and I didn't want to skew from the list.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know I'm team boneless.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh, my
God. Out.
Just because your dog has no teeth doesn't mean we can't have bone in wings.
Well, that's true. Although you don't want your dog eating chicken bones. That's no good.
No,
for
that's
him.
True.
Not that my dog could, but all you don't want that anyway. But I'll agree with putting it on the goat.
No, we'll put tendy on goat, wings on. Give me that.
Can we do that?
I think.
Okay,
it's our little tier.
Why? Just for our
I have to check with the graphics.
Yeah, for the graphics department. I wasn't sure how doable that would be.
We'll circle back to Terp on this.
Yeah. But let's do that.
All right, I'll put that for now. Tendies on goat. Wings on. Give me
that. Do you agree with that? I guess you're
outvoted. Blue cheese for both.
It's regardless.
No, I've been outvoted. I would put them both in the goat tier. You got to decide. It's like, well, there's going to be a bunch of things on the goat tier.
Blue cheese on both.
Yes.
Don't give me ranch with my wings. That's outrageous.
No, don't want that.
So yeah, blue cheese.
Nachos.
The nachos of the goat.
Nachos is great.
Nachos goat. I like a fully loaded nacho.
Oh,
and I don't want you stealing all the fully loaded parts
of
the nacho.
You know what? I don't know if everybody enjoys this, but I kind of like the nachos when they've been out for a while. It's kind of really like congealed
like
and kind of like
old nachos?
No, but I'm saying like an hour or two into the Super Bowl. It's like those are out there. I'm like,
So the non-fresh nachos?
I think it kind of gets better the longer it sits out.
Nice melted, coagulated nacho.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like it's all kind of like run together.
I agree with it, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not for me. You got melted
saying,
cheese.
Knock that down a couple of nachos. I kind of like when it's been out for a while.
I think let's just say any kind of nachos.
Yeah,
I like a cheese sauce. I like a salsa. I like if you want to like refried beans on there. Yep. Jalapenos, sour cream.
What's your go-to protein? Beef or chicken?
Chicken.
Yeah, I like the chicken on a nacho.
I'm a chicken guy myself. Yeah,
take your olives and shove them.
Those are one and olive. All right, Bill.
Okay, well, I would
shove the olives.
My preference would be hold the olives. I like olives, but on a nacho, hold the olives.
Just hold them.
Yeah, you keep them.
Put them in a martini.
You stand there with them.
I'll do.
Okay.
All right, nachos is goat.
Two snacks, two goats so far.
So far, and one. Give me that.
Oh right, we split
the Buffy's.
You're right.
There's three Buffy. Goats.
Yes. There's well, some would say three goats, Nick, but we've been outvoted.
Shrimp.
Ooh. I like shrimp.
I do too.
There's a lot of different ways to have shrimp. If it's your standard, just like shrimp with shrimp cocktail sauce.
I mean, you doing a Bubba Gump bit over here?
I use another grab bag.
I do have a bit going on with shrimp. That's true.
How many different ways?
Right, are we looking at cocktail shrimp or are we looking at fried shrimp?
I pictured this as I pick. It just says shrimp, but I pictured cocktail shrimp is what I pictured.
I ate shrimp and lobster sauce and pork egg foo young. Never got hurt.
Now, Bubba told me everything he knew about rat
bag. Oh, yeah. You know, that's good. Shrimp potatoes.
Now, is it
shrimp gumbo?
Is it gimme that because there are so many different kinds? Or do you think it's frisky or do you think it's goat?
I'm going frisky. But I could be outvoted on this. I was picturing a cocktail shrimp. When you say shrimp, what were you picturing?
I was thinking
shrimp fest.
Like how many shrimps? How many shrimps do you think I can stick in my mouth? That's what I was thinking. No, I was like, like a nice spicy cocktail sauce, and just
cold shrimp cocktail.
Cold shrimp cocktail.
We'll go with that
is what I was thinking. Because if that's on the table, I feel like my eyes are going right to that. As great as everything is, I'm like, ooh, shrimp's here?
Yeah. You see dollar signs. I'm ripping this place up.
I'm like, I'm going to buy it.
Okay, so where are we settling? I say frisky, you
give
say?
Give me that.
Okay,
at least give me that. Bill?
By the way.
I'm going to give me that.
Okay. I've been outvoted. So much hatred for the boneless take, Billy. Both you and I.
I know. I knew this was coming, but listen, these guys.
Jones is soft. Lanny, too. Oh, we're bone
out.
Sorry,
I'm going to have
to
wear a beach towel while I'm eating things.
You're missing out.
Somebody else said, Billy, your big man card has been revoked.
Please, all right.
You're not Hoss of the Week, Bill. Yeah, you're out.
Well, my clothes are still huge, so that didn't work.
Okay, so shrimp is a gimme that.
Listen, I'm a wings guy. Don't label the whole show as these guys don't like wings. Yeah, yeah. I like buffalo wings.
We're boneless guys. Yeah. That's what we are, right?
2025, use a fork.
Yeah, a couple of tendies.
Oh, you're using a fork?
The tendy twins.
I can't condone that.
Okay.
Wait, you just grab them with your hand?
Yeah.
Jeez,
it's like a wing. You just eat the whole thing.
Reckless than eating in a bone.
No. Raised by wolves?
No, I'm with Nick on this. I'll raw dog a tendy.
No, I'm taking a fork and cutting it.
No, so I'll snap it in there.
And then drowning it in blue jeans.
So at least. No. I'll raw dog a tendy.
Wait,
I'm the same
the hell?
Exact
then just have
a wing. Then eat it on a bone.
Right. Then just have a wing. Because if the whole idea is to be clean, like Billy's saying, then yeah, you do knife and fork.
They're not chicken fingers. They're tenders.
I can eat that clean. I can't. When you're all in the wing, that gets everywhere.
The tenders is also slopped with buffalo sauce.
Nah, not
piece
me.
Of cake.
Not me.
Gentle touch of Jones.
I'm like sauce all over his couch.
They're the most gentle finger chicken finger fingers you've seen.
I'm like that claw machine where it just goes in and just just grabs one of those piece of cake.
All right,
where the hell do we leave off? Chips and dip.
Chips and dip.
At the risk of putting too many things on goat, what's better than chips and dip?
Well, buffalo tendies, nachos,
same.
Buffalo wings,
same,
shrimp.
Same.
A few things.
Better than chips and dip.
Goat.
You
think chips and dip is a goat?
A nice French,
like a French onion dip?
A nice French onion dip? Yeah, I do think that's a
the
goat.
The devastating
a nice
thing about
ruffle
that.
And a spring vegetable dip.
It's delicious.
Next thing you know, a whole bag of chips is gone and the whole thing of French onion. It's bad. It happened to me like a couple weekends ago. I think the divisional round, I had chips and dip and I was like, dude, what did we get? The small?
Yeah.
No, that's the standard size
that
comes
with.
The wavy lays
it
don't
goes
stand
fast.
A chance.
That's one you don't want to sit out too long, unlike nachos.
Yeah, you don't like the day old.
I'll go goat.
Goat?
The goat!
Chips and dip.
Nice.
They're all pretty good here.
All right. Chips and salsa.
All right, so.
Give me that.
Yeah, I think it's a step down from nachos, right? Because it's not just covered in cheese and all that stuff. It's similar. But I'll go give me that for chips and salsa. All right.
Chips and guac.
I think guac's back on goat.
See, now
I love a guac.
Yeah, I wonder.
It's a healthy fat.
It's going to be
you can eat a lot of it.
It's going to be a big goat tier, but I think you got to put chips and guac up on the goat.
Okay.
Good. The goat!
I'm with you on that.
I love guac.
What else?
Cheese curls.
Frisky.
Goat?
No.
Cheese curls?
I like a cheese curl. They're frisky, though.
Now, this is how do you figure this out?
You gotta you two must eat it with a fork, the way you guys eat.
I would wings. To avoid orange fingers. Yeah, yes, maybe I would. Maybe I should start.
Cheese curls.
We're talking curls, not Cheetos, right? There's a difference.
What's a curl? What's a Cheeto? What's a puff? Yeah, exactly.
There's a puff, boy. And then there's Cheetos.
How about just a bag of cheese snacks is what we're saying here. So whatever that is, I'm picturing that it's
like,
all frisky.
I'm picturing that like a Jack's. Yeah. I like a bag of Jack's.
I love a bag of Jack's.
Yeah, those are nice.
You have a bag of Jack's. You eat one, but then you don't need it for like 6 months. And once you you're like, oh, wow, yeah, I ate a whole bag of Jack's.
Once they flash to your teeth like Butterfingers.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Once a Super Bowl, I'll eat a bag
of
Jack's.
Yeah.
All right, cheese curls frisky.
Right. More cheese. Going to be backed up. Cheese and crackers. A nice charcuterie.
We're going to have nothing on the bottom tier, by the way.
Cheese and crackers is great. I like a jalapeno or a habanero cheese, too. You're going to say that hot cheese?
Like a pepper jack?
Yeah. No, pepper jack's good, but
I
then
like
there's
a
one
jack.
A step up.
A habanero.
Fire.
Yeah. I'm very loyal.
I'm
very loyal as a Vermonter to the Cabot brand.
No doubt.
But yeah.
No, I've had a Cabot habanero.
Oh,
they
nice.
Make it. You got chips or cheese and crackers in the goat tier?
No. I don't have it in the goat tier. I know I'm saying I don't think we're going to have anything in the bottom tier is what I'm looking at.
It's all deadly right now.
But I would give me that.
Give me that for crackers and cheese?
Yeah.
I think it's a good opening act.
Yeah.
I think it's a solid
Frisky?
Opening
we're
act.
Not getting down to Frisky?
No, I'll go give me that.
If it's there, I'm saying
give me that.
Yeah, I'm saying get out of my way. I'm having some cheese.
But if there's like cheese and crackers and shrimp on the board, you're going to the cheese and crackers first?
Yes, 100%.
That's weird.
All right, pizza.
I didn't say my eating habits.
Pizza.
Okay.
So pizza's the closest thing to a meal that we have here.
Pizza is the goat, but
it's not
lined up against all the other Super Bowl snacks. I'm going to let that sit.
But also, if you have like a couple slices of pizza, then like, I don't know.
I'm
you're going
to
eat all that other stuff.
Yeah, I'm wasting my space in there.
It's a 12-hour day.
It is a long day. I feel like it's crazy to put it all the way down at Frisky.
I do too, but I think that's where I'm voting.
I think it might be. For Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl snack.
Super Bowl snack.
Pizza is Frisky.
It is Frisky.
Billy, any thoughts?
What's Frisky, the third one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Again, we're talking just Super Bowl Sunday. We're talking Friday night, pizza's the goat.
Different story.
Right.
Friday at elementary school, it's the goat.
Yeah, well,
it's the goat's goat.
It's
white
the
box square.
Yeah.
Goat.
I feel like this is going to get some ridicule. This is going to get ridiculed for having pizza on Frisky.
No, but I think if they listen to the segment, they'll understand. Well, this isn't just like in a vacuum. This is Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, I thought this Bridge Jones would be like, I eat pizza with a fork.
Keith, we operate.
I did it backwards. we operate in the gray. We're nuanced people.
That's very true.
And so I think people are going to miss the nuance on this. Yeah. Is what I think they're going to do. Yes,
mini weenies.
All right, mini weenies. This is like your. It's sort of like also like pigs in a blanket. I guess same idea.
This is a classic toothpick snack.
Pigs in a blanket. I would knock up a tier from just a straight mini weenie.
NYSF.
Like a mini weenie would be.
This is the closest thing we have to a Sacco Sai right now.
I think compared to everything else, it probably is a Sacco Sai. If it's just on its own, say like you start the day and that's the only thing on the table, you're not mad at it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have some.
Yeah.
Dip it in some mustard and you're off and running. But
yeah.
Want to put it in Sacco Sai?
Yeah, let's put it down there. Let's get something in there.
All right, mini weenie.
I want a full weenie. That's what I've wanted my whole life. And so, or a pig in a blanket. The mini weenie, I got no time for.
Got it.
Soft pretzels.
Soft pretzels get like probably like a little bit of a cheese sauce or something like that.
Yeah.
Little.
Frisky?
I feel with the soft pretzel, that kind of falls under like a pizza. You know what I mean? Like you go to a game, you go to an event, you get a pretzel. You go to the movies, you get a pretzel.
Yeah.
Super Bowl Sunday, that's more like bar pretzels, like the crunchy little ones.
Mm. Frisky.
Well, you got one of those machines that's spinning warm pretzels at your house? We're coming over, Keith.
Yeah, no, I don't have one of those yet. No, you throw them in the oven. We've had these before.
Yeah. Because
you can do pretzels or you can do like pretzel sticks.
They're not as good in the oven.
But like, what are they? They're like, they look almost like the size of like a tater tot.
Yeah, like a pretzel bite.
Pretzel knot.
Pretzel bites.
Like a knot or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. That's not bad.
No.
So they're filling, but I'd put them in Frisky.
Frisky.
Yeah.
Sliders.
So I like a slider. I can't put it in goat.
Give me that.
Yeah, I'll put a slider.
So you line up pizza and a bunch of sliders at the Super Bowl. I think I'm going slider first.
Yeah.
All right. What else?
All right. Last one is the dang quesadillas.
I like a quesadilla.
I do too.
Especially you cut this thing up because this is more like your appetizer. If you eat a whole quesadilla, that's kind of your meal. But if you just have like half of one, split it with somebody, that's a nice time. And then you can also get the guac. You can guac that up.
Yeah, you just kind of reach in there.
Just go ahead.
What are you doing?
That guac. Hey, those are for the chips. You're like, well, that's for my quesadilla now.
That's for my quesadilla.
That's for my quesadilla.
Gimme that.
Goat.
I
love a quesadilla.
I think I'm going to vote it to gimme that.
All right.
Billy?
Gimme that.
Gimme that. You've been outvoted.
Did we miss anything else? I was just trying to throw a bunch on the list. What else did I miss? That's pretty much it.
I don't think much.
Steak tips? People do steak tips?
I was thinking like pulled pork.
Or pulled pork.
Pulled pork.
We should take crockpot treats.
Yeah, okay, honestly, well, pulled pork could go in like sliders, though.
Because
you can have any kind of slider.
Now that you said pulled pork, Twitch chat was talking about chili.
Oh, chili. See, I'm not the biggest chili guy.
I might sack aside that at the Super Bowl.
I might.
Maybe like mozzarella sticks or something?
Ooh, mozzie sticks. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I'd probably go...
Goat. I'm not saying no to a mozzie stick.
Mozzie stick?
Jalapeno popper? You want to get...
No, I'm not doing jalapeno popper.
Some deep fried snack. Yeah. You just said you like a spicy cheese. You don't like a jalapeno popper?
I know. There's a lot of breading on that. It's breading.
It's a spicy cheese.
They got to find a way to perforate the pepper so it doesn't come out all at once when you bite it.
Yeah, that's true. I usually rip that right out.
We're
going to
get our best guys on that.
Okay. How's our graphic looking?
All right. So in the goat tier, we have buffalo tenders because of the children that are on the show, nachos, chips and dip, chips and guac, and a late add, mozzarella sticks. Gimme that, buffalo wings, shrimp, chips and salsa, cheese and crackers, sliders, and a quesadilla. I think I'd like to give me that tier more. Frisky is cheese curls or puffs, pizza, and a soft pretzel.
Yep.
And the Sacco Sai is the mini weenies.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
That's what we came up with. Tearing off the Super Bowl snacks. Give your feedback on that. Twitch. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI and on the text line 617-779-7937, also your phone number. You can weigh in on that. We'll get those out on socials at Jones and Keefe momentarily. And when we come back, a couple of baseball thoughts. Red Sox and their team building this offseason, plus the suspended, actually fired, umpire. We'll do that next.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI.
A flood of text, Keith. We missed.
I forgot about the Gaggers and the Cheeseburger Club.
We missed those on Super Bowl snacks.
Both goats.
We tiered those off on a Tier Tuesday. They'll be up shortly at Jones and Keith. Shime's all fired up.
Well, yeah. Shime obviously was listening, but he's steaming that pizza was in Frisky. But it's specifically for the Super Bowl Sunday.
You think he's just deflecting from his Girl Scout cookie takes?
People were pretty on him. They were like, they think he hates kids.
Don't try to shift the blame, Shime.
Yeah.
We're on to you.
Right.
So you can jump in on that. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at high noon on a Tommy Tuesday coming up about 10 minutes from now. Real quick, just know, we're going to spend some time on this, but just know that Pete Abraham furthered the narrative that there's a rift, or at least disagreement, in the Red Sox front office that Cora and Kennedy want to sign a player like Bregman, and Breslow and the rest of baseball ops are like, no, let's wait for these kids to come up to the big leagues, and let's bide our time. So there's more on that. Perhaps we'll do more on that later on in the week. But I think this story that came out in the last 24 hours or so, MLB umpire Pat Hoberg,
oh boy,
has been dismissed by Major League Baseball. They announced yesterday he's been terminated for violating the league's gambling rules. Okay, so we've had quite a few of these. Otani last offseason.
The Tim Donaghy of baseball.
It's been a while since we've had a good gambling scandal, Keith.
Yeah, well, Terry Rozier got swept up in one last week.
But this is what I was going to say. Yeah. Rozier's name, now this, and it's like, okay. So Hoberg denied betting on baseball, but he did share an account with a buddy of his.
Hold on a second. First of all, you're an adult.
You're sharing.
You need to share an account?
What are you, the McCourty brothers with your Twitter account?
I know.
So who was the baseball player?
Zobrist and his wife, although I don't know if they're together anymore.
No, well, obviously not. You're sharing a social media account with your wife? That is destined to fail.
I think the Bella twins did for a while, too.
Makes sense.
It's a twin thing.
It could be a twin thing.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're a twin, it's acceptable.
But yeah,
maybe.
Me and my buddy share an account. It's like, what, you don't have access to your own money?
So just know, his side of the story is, I share a gambling account with my buddy who gambled on baseball. I did not gamble on baseball. And supposedly...
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
The apps can tell which... cell phone, which device was gambling on which sport.
Yeah, I didn't bet on the Braves, but I told my buddy to bet on the Braves in a game I was umping.
His buddy bet on the Braves. His buddy, bet on baseball. Yeah, his buddy bet on games that he was the umpire
in. Okay, case closed.
5 games and 8 bets. They also deleted...
What were the bets, did they say?
I don't recall.
Interesting.
They deleted a flood of not text messages, but messages on an encrypted app back and forth to one another. Yeah. So he has been dismissed by Major League Baseball. He's apologized. Filthy. This is a filthy,
this is bad news.
Filthy story. And just know, this guy was considered one of the better umps in the sport.
Yeah, I guess. Well, especially from his buddy. thought he was. I bet if you go back and find, I'd like watch these games over, and it's like Frank Drebin in Naked Gun. Yeah. Like the ball bounces. Like, strike three! You're like, wait, what? But no, that's obviously terrible, but it maybe... shouldn't be shocking, right? Like, this is not that there hasn't been sports betting literally forever. I mean, the 1919 World Series was thrown. So that's like 100 years ago they were doing it. Now that most states, you can just bet on your phone. It's just so easy to do. More and more people are doing it. And you're like, what? We just need to take, like, for sure, every player, umpire, and referee is going to be on the up and up. Nobody's going to be, like, swayed to do something nefarious. So good.
I mean,
that was him.
The thing I hate about this story, and, you know, even the Tim Donaghy story, is it brings in all the conspiracy theorists with the refs and
open
the Chiefs and everybody else.
Yep, 100%. And that's why the jokes last week when people were like, we were talking about Royal Rumble for a minute. They're like, well, how can you bet on the Royal Rumble? It's like, you bet on all these other sports.
Seriously.
They might be even more in the bag.
So it's unfortunate, but I mean, it makes sense. Everybody can gamble on it. It's easier to get to these refs. It's easier for players like Terry Rozier to bet his under and tap out of games.
But even like the Otani thing, they made that disappear. But that was something. I mean...
this guy did not umpire a game last year in baseball. And I don't follow the umps super close, but like this guy was basically suspended all last year and they just dismissed him. And I don't know how much of a scandal this was. The guy was one of the better umpires in baseball. He worked World Series games. He had a perfect score, balls and strikes, in game 2 of the World Series in 2022. And he was out of baseball last year, and now he's fired.
I wonder how perfect it was, because you remember when BC, they had the point shaving scandal? Mm-hmm. But if you go back, and this was years and years ago with the dude from Goodfellas, Henry Hill, right? Mm-hmm. But if you look into it, they didn't hit on every bet. Like, they got these guys tried to do it, but they weren't even able to win every single time.
Fixing the outcome of a game against the line, I feel like, is more difficult than a player prop. Like, Terry Rozier being like, I'm going to hit my under on threes.
Oh, you can, like Tony and Blue Chips, you can for sure get the under on individual points.
Yeah.
A game, that can be done. And I think that's what they were doing back in the day in BC.
Yeah.
Right?
Bookies, I don't think we're taking that kind of action on, like, individual props and stuff like that. Maybe on a significant player, but not every single guy like you can now. But yeah, who knows? An umpire on a certain at bat can say, oh, I'm going to have this at bat. Like when you get down to that level of detail, not just the full outcome of a game.
Oh, like live betting and
that's
stuff.
That's hard to fix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like at bat to at bat or a player prop, those are the kind of things you can influence, I think, pretty easily as an umpire.
Yeah.
So again, open up the door for the Super Bowl and the Chiefs conspiracy theorists with this Pat Hoberg and his buddy sharing an account, betting on baseball, deleting rafts and rafts of correspondence back and forth on an encrypted app. So that's, I would say, less than ideal, and a story that's probably going to get a lot bigger as the week goes along. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on that. And it's Tommy Tuesday. We'll check in with Tom Curran next.